Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Conspiracy of Kings by Megan Whalen-Turner, narrated by Jeff Woodman.
Prologue. The King of Atolia was passing through his city on his way to the port to greet ambassadors newly arrived from distant parts of the world. The king was a newcomer and a foreigner, king only by virtue of a political marriage to the queen of Atolia and still unfamiliar to most Atolians. They massed along the sacred way to see him for themselves, as well as to cheer their queen, who rode beside him in the open coach. One member of the crowd, a young man with a broken nose, a lip twisted by scar tissue, and dirty clothes that combined to suggest a person of violent and criminal habits, had a particular need to get close. He was in the company of an older man, unscarred but no less shabby, who boosted him up the side of a stone street marker that labeled the intersection of the Sacred Way and one of the larger cross streets. "Lift your right foot up another few inches. There's a chip out of the corner. Yes, that's it. Are you secure? Can you see?" "Yes, I am set and I can see. Stop nagging," said the younger man. With one foot on a narrow ledge and the other pressed against the chipped indentation, he was high enough to wrap his left hand around the narrow top of the marker. From this vantage point, he could see easily over the heads of the people gathered in the streets, and with a good grip for one hand, he had the other free. They had chosen the marker the day before because it offered a view up a long, straight stretch of the Sacred Way, and he would have plenty of time to aim. The crowds were growing thicker. The talk was loud, some of it the usual complaints.